that our thinking is the highest, of the highest type. But anyhow, you are all, you are going to help other people at large, but we are already in your fold. Don't neglect us. Don't neglect us. Deal properly with us. We are already in the fold, and you are going at large to collect men. And you should do so. And we are also eager to help you in that matter. But we have got this sort of weakness in our mind. Please, you stalwarts, you have been given the confidence of guiding the ISKCON, the responsibility put on your head by Guru Maharaj. So do justice to the to his disciples. That is your God, brothers. Don't neglect this. We are not, we are well-meaning, not any malabhite object we have got. In this way you should move to them to draw their sympathy and have justice, not only for one, but for many, many being disregarded and uncared for. They are going far, far away. That is not desirable. They should be given to chances, and they should be utilized in the services from their respective position. It will be laudable.
Since I came here in August, there's been a lot more open communication with the DVC and the devotees. I think things have improved very much since that time.
Very good. Very good. Hopeful. That is hopeful. And you try to point out those points to those that are feeling discouragement.
Yes.
And that they are, things are improving. So wait. And the near future, with more energy, we'll be able to do the service of our Guru Maharaj in a combination.
Because
so wait and see.
Because one thing we see is that once our Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, he wrote in the Bhagavatam, in one purport, he said, anyone who thinks that he can practice Krishna consciousness outside of our society, he means in the Western countries especially, he said, he is living in a great hallucination. You know, hallucination.
Hallucination.
So we have seen...
Who is living in hallucination?
The person who thinks that he can be Krishna conscious.
He
thinks...
He is established in Krishna consciousness.
Separately. He thinks...
From the society.
He thinks, I will go away from the mission, from Krishna, the Krishna consciousness movement, and I'll be Krishna conscious separately. We see...
In other words, who would think of leaving this ISKCON, this organization, he would be in full paradise.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
So always be under the guidance of the committee whom I appoint for the welfare of the whole institution. Journalism try to follow. But if it is impossible for anyone, they have no other alternative but to follow his own conscience.
Yes, but we see, my point is that we see, what you're saying is true.
Sometimes when one mountain, climbing the hill, sometimes going up and sometimes a little down, again going up and a little down, in this way, action, reaction, things go up. So maybe a little setback, and then again the committee, the combined opinion may come in favor of the God brothers. But the in the living organization, the newcomers, that element cannot be neglected. We have got something to do in our own mind. But those newcomers, they should be given facility in outer practices. We can go on mentally. We have got some sort of experience within. But the newcomers, in the external practice, is indispensable to teach them. But they should under the guidance of the of Guru and the friends of the Guru. Yesterday, as I recommended, some inspector should move to set right the conduct of the newcomers to the Guru, God brothers, and as well as the co-disciples of Devanta Acharya. And a sort of bylaws should be evolved, and that should be taught in the big nation. It is a complex thing. Many nationality, many different ages, different nationality, different previous religious color, with so much variegatedness. Very possible that they will depart from one another. Cannot be neglected, this, and we should try to put them, set them properly in their conduct. There should be a department for that. What's the time? I feel
now it's
fatigued. Knowledge may be encouraged under this bhakti. Karma mukha nirikha bhakti yoga gyan. Gyan, yoga and bhakti, they may contribute something when they are guided mainly by bhakti, by devotion, by the spirit of service, by the impulse of service. Under them, some sort of gyan, yoga, karma, they may help us. And Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Paryojita Janatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadahitakam. And the spontaneous knowledge will come in its full purity only when he comes down to your heart and shows to you that I am such and such. Then only knowledge about him is possible. When he wills, he likes to know himself to you, that knowledge is real knowledge. Otherwise, your conjecture, and your conjecture of so many like me in the same plane, that is all misconception.
So, there's one point in our philosophy.
One point that Siddhanta Bodhya Chitte Nakara Alas Yahaita Krishna Lage Sudhira Mahanda. Just as suppose to attend God, it is not to do His work, this English language may be necessary, may not be necessary. But it is necessary when I am going to teach an Englishman. Whose language is English, then I shall have to learn English to deal with him. So when one is a very logical mentality man, if I want to talk with him, to convince him, to convert him, then and some knowledge of logic and I must learn and to talk with him. But it is Otherwise it is not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So also, when a man is proud of his knowledge, then to stop him, to convert him, to keep him down, to make him submit to, attend to my words, I require some sort of knowledge. So knowledge may be used in the service of the Lord under certain conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And Siddhanta Bodhya Chitte na kara Lord. Kaviraj Goswami says, Mahaprabhu says, to don't sit idle and think that to be illiterate, to be foolish, that is the only condition to get His grace. Knowledge must come to serve me, to help me for the adjustment of my position in a secure way, to meet the negative tendencies that may spring up in me, to stop them. That sort of knowledge is necessary to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But real thing may not come through knowledge. Mm-hmm. It is only through submission and waiting and to show sincerely to Him, I am really qualified because I am the most insignificant. I am the bona fide person for Your grace because I am the most wanting person. In this way, that will be dvainam, atmanivedanam, bhakti seva. Only through saranagati we can expect to help or to have Him. And the saranagati, dvainam, first thing is humility and sincere humility. Purishir ki saite purishir akishto, jagai madhai saite, bhattinada vishunishti taruru vishvishnu. This sincere helplessness, the realization of one's helplessness. Vrittinada vishunu, dhannam, atmanivedam, and necessarily I cannot stand myself. I am not such an entity that I can stand independently on my leg. I must seek some shelter by whose grace I can live only. Atmanivedan will naturally come from the tendency of Atmanivedan will naturally come from within because I cannot stand independently. I am so insignificant. So I want some shelter. Atmanivedan, then Atmanivedan. Guptitte varan. When I get some assurance, I must ardently and sincerely accept Him as my guardian. Guptitte varan. Avastra rakhive krishna vishyasa varan. And I must first have such intrinsic tendency that He will protect me. I am not shelterless, no helplessness. He is my guardian. He cannot but save me, help me. So I just first have such idea, maintain such idea. Father Kriya Krishna is vishyasapalam. Danya Atmani Vedan Guptitte Varan Avasya Rukhive Krishna Vishyasa Pavan Bhakti Anukul Matra Karjira Sikar Bhakti Pati Gul Bhav Vajjanangita. And you accept what is favorable to the life of a devotee and to forsake, to abandon what is unfavorable to the life of a devotee, to abandon that. That should be the characteristic of a real devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So,
finite, once infinite. So, the quest would be and a very strange, so must should be not ordinary thing. Mm. Finite wants to have infinite. Necessarily, but only through submission, only through hard work, prayer, only to show that I am helpless, without you, I can't go on, I can't do, I can't do. So that will attract his kindness, his pity, and then my object may be fulfilled. No other way. No other way. Just to present before him in a naked way, I am such an, I am the most needy. The far, far appeal, that I am the most needy. So I have come to seek your help. Without that I cannot be saved. I cannot live at all. Such sincere grieving, that is the real qualification of a devotee in any form or other. Ditmas, he may be a good scholar, but this tendency must be, must have the upper hand. He may have many qualifications in the sense of the in worldly sense, but still, if such is the leading feeling, if such, then he will get grace. Not that all that are graced by the devotion of the Supreme Lord, they are poor in all respects in comparison with the worldly men. They are highly talented, highly resourceful men. They also get the grace of the Lord. But still at their heart, they are very humiliating. They are humble, and they think themselves nothing. Akinchan. Akinchanasya bhagavad bhajanam kasya param param digumishuro. Akinchan, niskinchan. I have nothing to boast. I have nothing. If I analyze myself, I see that I have nothing. I am the most needy. I am the most needy. That must be the leading feeling of the devotee. Whatever qualification he may have, he may be Brahma, he may be Shiva, any position he may hold, but still, to attract the attention and the grace of the Lord, that needy characteristic there will be predominating, must be predominating. Otherwise, cannot attract him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
So, as a necessity, for preaching, Rameshwar Swami, he wanted me to put one question to you. That the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, they're publishing one book called Reincarnation. And he says that the Western rational mind that we need to describe to the Western rational mind how the soul is being transferred from one body to the next, how the soul is entering into the semina of the Father.
Entering into the semen.
Into semen. From someone. These are to purify the, to satisfy the curiosity of the scientist.
Yes.
But when Shraddha springs from Sukriti, he may not care to come in all the details. Mm-hmm. If he go to analyze, then no end. approximate knowledge will help you sufficiently to take the a path of devotion and dedication. And go to analyze these scientific characteristics, no end, no end. It does not come through that. Then through that way, the knowledge of the Absolute never comes. Comes from an independent way, that is Sukriti. It comes from the Nirguna. The Nirguna only, Nirguna approaches the Nirguna and it takes him to the Nirguna. This guna, satraja tama gunamaya, misunderstanding cannot lead, in its any case, cannot lead to even sattva-guna. In its highest position, it is sattva-guna. Sattva-guna also cannot lead us to nirguna. Nirguna, so it is said, ahitukkha pratihata, sabari punsana paro dharma, jato bhakti rathuk saji. And what is that, how it originates? Ahituki apriki pratihata. It is causeless, meaning its cause is cannot be traced in this mundane, in the world of gunamaya, this mild, misconceived world. It is beyond the Sukriti, that coming from the agent of the Lord, Bhakta. And that when accumulates sufficiently, then only truth can disperse ignorance. Not a part of ignorance can dispel ignorance. Truth. So Nirguna can save us and take us to Nirguna from all the fates of Saguna, Maya, misunderstanding, misconception. You see, so when the Lord says, Obhijit Sudurachar Ubhajati Mahamanandha, Sudurachar, in consideration of the misconceived standard of morality, Obhijit Sudurachar, most disqualified, he is may be considered, considered from the standpoint of the purity of this world. But bhajati mam ananyabhak, but his exclusive tendency can be found towards me, a spontaneous flow towards me, avoiding any other direction. Sadhureva samantabhva. He should be considered as sadhu, because nirguna, that flow, that is to be considered. Other things, now it is here, it will vanish next moment. The sattva-guna takes to the highest position of Brahma. The next moment the wheel will come here. The concocted, good or bad, that is only moving in a circle. It is now holding the highest position, only next moment he is coming back, he is coming down. So any development in the misconceived area is no development. But in the consideration of Nirguna, a little improvement that is of infinite value, that won't leave you, that won't be destroyed. Abhijit Sudracharu Bhajati Mama Nanyavad Sarvya Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Doya. All these advices makes us to have a faith, to faith that my consideration cannot be taken into comparison with any worldly good or bad. Daite bhadra bhadra jan sab mano dharma, ei bhalo ei manda ei sab brahm. The good in a dream, in a dream, a good dream, a bad dream, both false. So, in this illusory conceived world, good or bad has got no value. And to save anyone from this this charm or this enchantment, or this glamour, that Nirguna help must come from Nirguna, from the Vaishnava, from the scripture of the Nirguna, that is Bhagavatam, Gita, all these things, which springs from Nirguna Bhumika. We have to, we must be all attentive towards that. The Nirguna can help us snatch away our soul in bondage in the Saguna. The Nirguna agents will come and snatch away the soul from the bondage of misconception. And no Saguna agent can do it successfully. He is captive himself. So, the help must come from Nirguna. And from here, the emptiness of Guna, that in spite of all, so much, all possession of so much power here, most insignificant. Because this thing has got no value at all. Such agreement of heart makes him fit for Nirguna. When he comes to know, this is all futile. The possession, sapna samastuta. The possession in a dream. So it has got no value. when he earnestly prays for the help from the Nirguna world, from the proper truth, 100% truthful world, then and that comes to be to their help. That no Saguna is qualified to help any Saguna. That would be in his own way. Deception for deception. Chore chore master to bhai. Deception for deception. Kalabajan. One blackmailer is exchanging his things with another blackmailer. Two thieves are exchanging things. None is the real owner, so blackmailing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Again, perhaps tomorrow some friends will come. I feel exhausted.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Charu Swami won't be here tomorrow morning. You'll have to go to Calcutta.
If I'm here, Maharaj,
then we'll come.
But I might have to go to Calcutta tomorrow morning. I might have to go.
Anyhow, Dhir Krishna Prabhu, he is here, constant.
Swami.
Swami. Swami. Swami. Vaishnavanam yada sambhu. Murari's name is the name of Mahadev, Shiva. And Srimad Bhagavat has given recognition to Shiva as one of the principal devotees of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
And also has come Keshava Bharati Maharaj from Keshav South Bharat. Europe. He was here yesterday. From South Europe, Italy.
South Europe, Italy. Yesterday also came.
Yes, he came.
He came.
Your name, Prabhu?
Nagaraj.
Nagaraj Prabhu.
That is a known name to me, I think. Nagaraj. Did he come here previously?
You've been here before?
A couple days ago. A
few days ago.
Yes, Nagaraj. Paramahansa. Four stages of the sannyasi, the first four stages. Kutichak Bahudak. Kutichak means when one is within a cottage, does not like to get out of the cottage. And always being in the cottage, he go on with his meditation, thinking, Hare Krishna Naam, Kutichak. And Bahudak, when he comes out, to preach, goes anywhere and everywhere and takes udag means water. Udag means water. Bahudag means various kinds of waters he takes, he drinks and moves here and there always. And the length and breadth of this world he may move and go on with his preaching his about his own Lord of the heart. Then Hamsa. Hamsa means one who is eligible to take the important things from ordinary. In the Shastra there are many kinds of advices suiting to different natures of people. And the Hamsa, just as the duck can take out the milk from water, so he is able to take the gist, the important thing, leaving aside the ordinary, unnecessary thing. That is Hamsa. And the Paramhamsa, who is expert in such work, he's always in Saragrahi, essential things. He's always within essential things, and non-essential things cannot come near him. Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa. Parahamsa varam paramartha patim patitudharani katavisa jatim jatiraja ganek parisebha padam anumami sada prabhupada padam. They were all Bhaktivedanta Parivar. The Bhaktivedanta group. Parivar means group.
Yes.
They were all Bhaktivedanta Parivar. Bhaktivedanta group. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur. Vidai Jaitan, Daya. Daya Vidai Jaitan.
Maharaj, this Pranamam Ishada Prabhupada Padam,
yes.
When did you write that?
Just after the departure of Prabhupada. Only, while Prabhupada was living, only one poem about Bhaktivinoda Thakur was written by me. And Prabhupada appreciated very much the argument there. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur's poem, I wrote, Lokanam hitokammaya bhagavatu bhakti paryarustaya granthanam rajani shata mahimate nanavidhar darsita acharya kata purvame bhagilasad ramanu jadvai vidhoi. Premam bhuni jivigrahasya bhavatu mahatma shimanatat. A comparative study of development in the theistic conception. That was represented, and Prabhupada liked it very much, appreciated it. Yadhamna khalu dhamma dhamma nigami brahmiti sangayati yasyam sasya karaiva kisra nikare yogi shari migyati vaikunthi paramukta singha jaranu narayanu yasrayam tasyam si bhagavan swayam rasabhapu krishnu bhavam tatpada. Brahma conception of the reality, then Paramatma conception and Narayana conception. Brahma conception by the Jnanis, Shankarites, Paramatma conception by the Yogis, and ordinary Bhakta, they have got Lakshmi Narayana conception. But surpassing that, you give up the higher conception of Krishna consciousness. And Krishna is so and so, such and such. That was shown in that hymns. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. both poetry and philosophy combined. There are many books in the world which has got poetic character, but there are many that is of philosophical, ontological character. And the ontology and the poetry combined, such books are very rare in the world, both poetry and ontology. Srimad Bhagavatam contains both in its superior quality, both kadbang, that's poetry, beautiful poetry there, and also the ontological representation is all of the highest type. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, both poetic and ontological side is we find in its high degree. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. Tam kathamitam tapta jivanam kavihiritam kalmasapaham savanamangalam simadatatam bhuvivinanti ji bhuridajama. We are talking, but about mortality, just as it is written in Bhagavatam, Dadri ke vasuta, the frog also makes noise, and what is the result? That serpent gets the clue that there is the frog, and the serpent comes and devours him. So all our talking is of that nature. We are only but chattering. There is all mortal theism. The subject of our talking, speaking is all mortal. And we are being mortalized. By all our efforts, we are only helping us to be fodder of the god of death. Mortal. By every movement, we are, the matter is mortal, and we are being sold. We are only cultivating about queuing all thing that is mortal, and an identification is growing in its condition and dragging us to the mortality, and we are being prey of mortality. Krishna consciousness is just the opposite. Speak about Krishna, try to see Krishna, try to move in Krishna in all affairs, and not only will be, it will be above this mortal area, but you would be able to enter into some positive world of Krishna, the reality, the beautiful. Reality, the harmony, beauty and the harmony, and the love, all similar and almost same. Same. Divine. Divine means dedication at the bottom, the foundation is dedication. Not of exploitation in the midst of which we are plodding. Exploitation, exploiting one another. Here, we live our very life. It is possible only when we devour our neighbors. So nasty form of life we have got at present, that without creating disturbance into the environment we cannot live. Without food we cannot live, go on. And food means so many lives to be killed. So living in this plane, that is a nuisance thing. Very nasty. Without disturbing the environment, we cannot maintain ourselves. A very nasty thing. So we all must promise to leave this land where we are being at present. And we shall try to enter into another land where we can give, we can help others. Our living may not create any disturbance to the environment. Such a land of dedication, everyone. Here everyone, every unit is an exploiting agent. Cannot but be. But there everyone is a dedicating unit. And its acme is in Goloka, in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the zenith of dedication, dedicating tendency. It is spontaneous and it is irresistible, rather. Irresistible, ahituki and apratihata. Spontaneous, that is causeless. No cause, naturally. It was, it is, and it will be. And spontaneous and apratihata. Nothing can make or mar. It is such nature. And that is the position of our innate nature, really. And the agents of that land comes here to recruit us to that holy land. And the duty fell on the head of Swami Maharaj to go to you all in the wide world to carry this news to you, and you are attracted by his words. So many you have gathered. Our joy knows no bound to see you here. The land of Mahaprabhu, where from it began the flow, and though it is eternal, but in this mundane world such flow in its brightest color began from the Mayapur. So with what thankfulness and what contribution from our heart we shall try to see that land, the birthplace of such flow, to see, not only to save us, but to crown us with the highest success of life, eternal, not a particular life. And this is not only for human beings, a handful of animals, but it is meant for all. Even beasts and trees, stones. It is so so light and so fine that it can pierce through the four walls of stone and can enter like X-ray everywhere. Any movement, the wave that is created in Krishna consciousness that will pierce through everything, no hindrance, apatihata. It can go to help. There may be difference in degrees of intensity, but it is sure that it is passing to the. It comes from infinite, and it is working also in the plane of infinite. No limitation it cares for. It does not recognize any limitation at all. It is Vaikuntha. Kunta means calculation, limit. The talk of the unlimited, in its characteristic, it is also so. None can limit it, check it, hinder it, oppose it, apratihata. It may not be felt, it may not be measured by the knowledge of our senses, but it is there, and it is progressing. Hare Krishna, go, Hare, go, 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 go.
Hare Om.
Any new figures have come?
Yes, more and more are coming every day now.
Every day?
Yeah. Later on today, I think some more devotees will be coming from America, South America, perhaps Canada.